Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Most consumers, when they're thinking about economics and the analysis that's done, are really more worried about what's going on relative to their home mortgage. If they're in the market to buy a home, what will the cost be of the money that you borrow, or whether or not there's a refinancing opportunity for you if you're an existing homeowner. And here to talk to us about that is Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's Chief Financial Analyst. Greg, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Noel. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you again.
Greg, a lot of moving parts. What is it that consumers should be looking at or watching right now to determine if they're, they may want to make a move. They may want to get a new home. They may want to refi. What should they be looking for?
Well, if you're looking to refinance, if you have a mortgage that you've had since prior to the pandemic, there's a real good chance you're in a position to profitably refinance now because rates have been so much lower over the last year and a half than what we had seen prior to that. But I would act with some urgency. We've already seen mortgage rates rise about a quarter of a percentage point just in the last several weeks, and there's the prospect that they could rise further. So I think there's some urgency to act there. From the perspective of home buyers, those rising mortgage rates, I mean, it doesn't help, but that is not the big issue that home buyers are facing right now. It's the limited supply of homes that are available for sale and the price tag of those that are. Even these record low mortgage rates, have done very little to sort of offset those affordability issues as home prices have gone up. So, those higher mortgage rates doesn't help, but they're still lower than anything we'd seen prior to the summer of last year. So I think it's important for home buyers to take the long view. Just make sure you're not biting off more than you can chew.
So what is contributing to this environment now where if you are a betting man, you would bet that rates would probably go up more than they would go down, right?
Yes, and there's a couple things at play. One is that the Federal Reserve, as part of their efforts to stimulate the economy as the pandemic took hold, not only did they cut interest rates down to essentially zero, but they also started buying about $120 billion a month in bonds. And what that's done is that's really helped keep mortgage rates low. What's happening now is that now that the economy is firmly rebounding, the Federal Reserve is going to start to unwind that, perhaps beginning as soon as next month. And so all else being equal, that is likely to lead to an upward influence on rates. And that's why we've seen mortgage rates move up about a quarter of a percentage point just in the last few weeks, is in anticipation of that. The other wild card we're going to have to keep an eye on, though, Noel, is inflation. Inflation is another one that I think tilts the scales in favor of mortgage rates being more likely to rise than fall in the months ahead, and speaks to that urgency that I was talking about for those that are looking to refinance, simply because the odds are more likely that rates go up from here rather than down. So if there's savings that you can grab now, it pays to grab it.
One of the folks that were quoted in an article that was done by your organization says that the problem in the housing market today is not that it needs support, it's that it's pricing out Americans. Americans can no longer afford what's happening in the housing market. Obviously, we have spent a lot of time on this show talking about supply chain challenges and what that ultimately means downstream. And obviously, this is reflected in home prices. I don't see this changing in the near future.
You're right. It's not something that fixes itself overnight. And I think if anything, you're going to see that situation get a little bit worse in the sense that it's going to bleed over into rents. We're already starting to see that. So these higher home prices, higher costs of homeowners insurance, those type of things are going to be reflected in higher rents. And so the biggest component of the household budget, whether you're a renter or a home buyer, it's been on an upswing. And yes, that's, you know, the more money that is devoted to that is the less money that's going to be available for spending in other areas. So affordability has been a real issue because of rising home prices. But unfortunately, it's not just home buyers that are impacted by that. A lot of tenants will be as well. I think a lot of them may get a form of sticker shock over the next year or so whenever their lease comes up to renew.
And does this have the effect of kind of being self-fulfilling, circular, that this phenomenon is actually going to help feed inflation?
You know, in some ways it does. We talk about, inflation and the latest inflation readings and the fact that it's running at the hottest level since, 2008, when oil prices were over $140 a barrel. But that's with pretty modest increases in shelter costs reflected in the inflation indexes. Over the last year, the shelter component, which includes not only the cost of owning a home, but also for those that are tenants, the cost of renting, it's only up a little over 3% in the last year. Well, home prices are up nationally 19% in the last year. A lot of tenants have seen their rent go up more than 3%. So I think on the ground, the reality of it is that inflation indicator is really lagging in that regard. I think we're going to hear more about this in the months to come as shelter takes a bigger and bigger piece of the inflation pie. Just in the month of September, food and shelter, those two categories alone accounted for more than half of the increase in consumer prices. Obviously, those are both necessities. So when necessities, some of the bigger components of your household budget are on the rise and leading the way, it has the potential to put a real squeeze on consumers' buying power.
Now, you guys spend a lot of time providing advice about what consumers do control. What we just talked about, none of us have any control for the most part over that. So what do you advise when you're assessing this situation, refinance or not refinance, what do you advise about what we do control?
If you are a homeowner, I think the ability to refinance that mortgage could be the single biggest step you can take right now, in the sense of cutting that mortgage payment by $100 or $150 a month. That frees up valuable breathing room at a time when the cost of so many other things is on the rise. So if you expect that you're going to have that loan for more than a couple of years, you're not planning on moving or that kind of thing, You can easily recoup any costs that you incur in refinancing during that period of time. It really makes sense to do that. And like I said, it creates a lot of valuable breathing room in the household budget. And on the tenant side, those that are renting, like I mentioned that I think there's going to be a lot of upward price pressure on rents. Now, this is one where if your landlord, if you've been a good tenant and your landlord, likes having you there, see if they are willing to sign an extended lease instead of the usual 12 months. See if they'll offer you 18 or 24 months, as long as you expect to be there for that period of time. Now, that could insulate you a bit from another price increase 12 months later.
Is there a difference in rate, a target number that makes more sense than otherwise to refinance, or is that too fluid?
It just is a rule of thumb. If you can cut your mortgage rate by half to 3/4 of a percentage point, that's typically where it makes sense. As long as you're going to be in the home more than 2 to 3 years, and you know that kind of difference in rate, you'll more than recoup your costs over that period of time. But that's just sort of a at first glance rule of thumb. The reality of it is, a lot of lenders offer no closing cost loans, where you know basically you won't pay any costs out of pocket. You won't even necessarily roll them into your loan balance. You just pay a higher rate. So you won't get the rock bottom rate, but you can get into a lower rate loan than what you're currently paying with no money out of pocket. And in that sense, the savings is beginning from month one. I mean, it's all gravy because you didn't put anything out of pocket. You get the benefit of the lower rate and the lower monthly payment, you know, without increasing your loan balance or depleting your savings to pay those fees.
Now, there's a lot of folks whose equity in their home, obviously, over the last 18 months has gone up because of this inflated pricing. I know in my neighborhood, the numbers have gone crazy, and you see that across the country. Does that factor into the decision at all?
I don't know that it factors into the decision to refinance. I think where that's factoring in for folks is in terms of, how do I best pay for home improvements, or what's the best way to access that equity? If you're in the market to refinance your mortgage anyway, because of these lower rates, a lot of people are doing a cash out refinance. In other words, they're going to refinance their mortgage and take some additional cash out of that equity that they've built up in the process. And that's their lowest cost source of tapping into that equity. There's limits to that. You don't want to borrow too much, especially with the run up in prices. You don't want to bleed off too much of that equity cushion, simply because you want to leave yourself some room in the event that home prices stagnate for a period of time, or if market values slip a little bit. You don't want to find yourself in a position where you suddenly don't have enough equity to even pay your transaction costs on the way out.
The old adage, what goes up must come down, a fear, but I'm not so sure that that's anything that's going to happen in the very near future, do you?
No, and I would modify that. I would just say, the pace of appreciation that has been seen, particularly in the last 18 months, is not sustainable. That's not going to continue for very long into the future. But that's not to say that home prices are going to fall. I think the greater likelihood is, as we often see, there's periods of time where home prices, they surge for a period of time, and then they stabilize, where they don't really go up very much at all for the 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I think that's the greater likelihood. But, even that situation poses some risk to a home buyer who's getting in with a minimal down payment, but buying at the point where home prices then level out and they don't generate much appreciation. It leaves you with a really razor-thin equity cushion for the first few years.
On a text line, a question asked, I'm a younger person looking to buy my first home by the end of this year, early next year, but don't want to deal with this crazy market. Can you ask him when would be the best time to buy, in his opinion? I guess it all depends on your finances, right?
Well, it does a lot, but I just generally in this environment, when you find yourself in a situation where you're having to engage in a bidding war or do things like forego an inspection or put in an offer sight unseen, you're better off just turning around and walking away. I mean, making the biggest financial decision of your life under duress, not the recipe for success. I don't think there's any harm in just taking a step back. There's worse things in life than just staying where you are and renting for another year or two until this market settles down. Even if you don't necessarily get a better price a year or two from now, just the ability to go into it with both eyes open, sleep on a decision. Every first time home buyer, after you close on that, you spend the first night laying awake looking at the ceiling, asking yourself, what did I just get into? I think you want to minimize that as much as you can. Trying to jump on the bandwagon now, I think, is a dangerous proposition, because the last on the bandwagon tend to be the first that fall off and get hurt.
Having been a first-time home buyer decades and decades ago, I still remember the emotion wrapped around that. And I guess you have to try and remove or minimize that emotion when you're evaluating this. There will be other opportunities, right?
Yes, well said. The enthusiasm and the fervor you have for, you know, that particular house when you're in the buying process and when you're first moving in, that's going to wear off. The mortgage payments will not.
Yeah, when those mortgage payments slap you every month, you know, I mean, it has a chilling effect, does it not?
Yeah, well, and then especially when, you know, as a homeowner, when something breaks, there's no picking up the phone to call the landlord. You got to pick up the phone and call the repairman, and it's out of your pocket. So, you know, just, you know, I think those the other realities of homeownership that do have a tendency to, present themselves on a regular basis.
It can be a humbling experience in many ways. As always, Greg McBride, Bankrate.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your insight.
Thanks so much, Noel. Have a great day.
All righty, folks. That was Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst. We will be right back after the break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. We want to hear from you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.